Now on WCHL, a page from D.G. Martin's notebook.
In the 1990s, Alena Graydon was growing up in Durham and Chapel Hill, and she's learning to write and to think over at the Carolina Friends School. Well, she lives in Brooklyn now, but she came back to visit the school last week to read from her debut novel, The Word Exchange, and to thank the school and her teachers for their guidance and inspiration. She says, I was so encouraged to follow my dreams. What was wonderful about the Friends School was that it required us to find self-direction. You have to find your motivation from inside to get your work done, to get your projects done. And that's an important lesson for any kid, not just one who wants to be a writer. Well, Graydon's new book has already gained a lot of great national attention. Kirkus Reviews, for instance, described it as, quote, a wildly ambitious, darkly intellectual, and inventive thriller about the intersection of language, technology, and meaning. Well, she sets her book a few years in the future, and the iPhone-like devices called MEMS are much more powerful than today's models. They're connected to their owner's body and brain so they can anticipate what is needed or desired. MEM will call for a taxi before you know even though you need one, and it will order a stronger drink than you would have ordered because it determines that you need a stronger drink. And the MEMS take over the lives of people and their communications. And as they do, reading and writing abilities diminish. In this environment, Synchronic, the business that sells MEMS, and you just think about a combination of Apple and Google and Facebook, this business develops a new service, and it's called the Word Exchange. Like, that's where the book's name come from. And the Word Exchange is to help people find the words that they've forgotten. And they only charge 2 cents for each word they find. But the price, well, they plan to increase the price if the Word Exchange can get a monopoly on words by destroying all dictionaries and other sources of words and definitions. Well, it's all beautifully complicated. And into this mix, Graydon throws family crises, love stories, danger, violence, and a deadly disease called word flu. So the question is, can the world be saved from those who would deprive us of words? Well, Graydon would tell you, read the book to find out. But here's a clue. She loves words. It is a Graydon family tradition. Her grandfather, who lived down the street from them over in Durham, was a publisher's representative and later a used book dealer. Graydon says that his house was full of books. And in our house, books were the most sacred objects. Reading was one of the most important things we all did as a family. And her, of course, her family, her parents, Joe and Terry Graydon, are prolific writers and also book lovers. Well, she, Alena, worked at Nice Price Books before she left to go to New York, and her brother still works at the Regulator. So they love words. But whether or not Alena's love of words determines the ending of her book, she has used her talented storytelling and writing abilities to keep you involved in that book until the last page. This is D.G. Martin.